Four-time Iditarod Trail sled dog race champion Martin Boozer breezed through the tiny town of Takotna, spending less than a minute today before jumping on his sled runners and snatching the lead. Boozer wasted no time as he headed out of the checkpoint, a town of a few dozen people known for giving Iditarod mushers the biggest welcome. He chose to push on, but other mushers, many of them the superstars of the sport, were pausing in Takotna, apparently taking their mandatory 24-hour layovers. Nenana musher Aaron Burmeister was the first to arrive at the checkpoint at 2:44 this morning. Hugh Neff followed about 20 minutes later, with Yukon Quest winner Sebastian Schnula close behind. Two-time defending champion Lance Mackey was fourth into the Kuskokwim River Village. When he passed through McGrath a few hours earlier, he said his team was doing well.
Sounds pretty good at the moment. I have no complaints. I'm right where I want to be.
Okay.
Maybe, we'll see how it goes on the other end, but so far, so good.
Race Marshal Mark Nordman was in McGrath warning mushers about the potential for moose on the trail ahead. Jeff King, who left the checkpoint a few minutes after Paul Gebhardt, said he planned to stay right behind him for protection. He also joked about his recent legal trouble over a moose he was accused of shooting in Denali National Park.
Well, I'm going to go with Paul.
Yep, I know. That's what.
Let him clear the trail, huh?
Yeah, oh, I did. Go straight through.
I'll shoot park moose.
King ended up arriving in Takotna more than half an hour in front of Gebhardt. Mitch Seavey also passed Gebhardt along the way and arrived about 10 minutes ahead of him. Jim Baker, Sim Smith, and Ellie Zirkel are also parked in Takotna. Zirkel's husband, Alan Moore, pulled into McGrath mid-afternoon and left right away. He's in 27th place, but says he is happy that other mushers are ahead of him packing down the trail.
Well, I got plenty of teams out in front of me. Maybe they'll pat it down a bit. That's the good thing about being back here. Gotta be a positive.
That's right. There's always something to look forward to.